800-516.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is Friday, May 8th, 7:06. Glad you're with us on this beautiful Friday. Got a big weekend planned. We've got the Double B's Buzzbecue, the 22nd annual. If you don't know where it's at, it's right there on the, if you're going from Little Rock to North Little Rock, it's right on the other side of the bridge, on the other side of the river, rather. It's the North Little Rock RV Park. Everything gets in the way from at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Come out, hang out, and it goes till 6 o'clock. I want to thank all the teams that are competing in it. And, of course, the entire bus staff gets involved, all the talent, all the sales staff, all the front office folks, all the our CEO gets involved with it. Everybody, it's all hands on deck. So thanks to Double Easy and all the other sponsors. We'll mention them as well that are a part of that. Also, too, Raj, listening right now, we want to give a shout-out to Ella Moore, who we call her Ella Bomber, who hit a big home run yesterday. And their 13-0 win over Derek's. There's a big discussion. Derek's or Dierks? 13-0, and I saw the video of it, and she's been busting her butt to be the best player she can be, and we're really proud. Uncle Raj and Uncle Baz are very proud of Ella. So keep doing your thing, Ella, and good things are going to happen. Now, they play a really tough game today. They play Woodlawn at 2:30. And that's apparently Woodlawn is the number one seeded team. But you guys can whip them, Ella, so keep up the good work. And I know your daddy and mom are proud, and your grandmother and grandfather are too. So, anyway, congratulations to that win yesterday. Hey, real quick, you know, we mentioned that we're here at a family-owned business, HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. We love dealing with folks that are businesses that are family-owned. And one of them is Luxury Pool and Spa. Whoa. And we got a speaker out here that sometimes gives a little feedback. But Jeremy and Andrea Lawson are two of the owners of the three, are the owners of Luxury Pool and Spa. We were out there not long ago, and we've got Andrea on the phone. They were celebrating 50 years, Raj. And Andrea, you wanted to jump on real quick and just give a little update on what happened on your 50th year celebration that went on for a week. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Good. What's the scoop? What happened? You know, we know that you guys were giving away $50,000 worth of items during that week. And what was the final result of the week?
So we just had a great week. We appreciate all the support and everybody coming out. It was our record year for sales, so that was wonderful. And then between the two stores, each store raised around $1,000 for Main Street Mission and New Life Church Food Pantry. And then Luxury's donating
awesome.
$5,000 for each. So about $6,000 for each charity. So that was awesome. And then we had a great week. I think almost all the prizes, if not all the prizes, have been collected. And we had some very happy, excited folks for that.
But, you know, Roger, we were out here. We were just talking. We're out here in West Little Rock
right.
at a Gravely dealer called HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. And Andrew, we were just talking to Corey and April Johnson own that. And your business has been a family-owned business for 50 years. And Roger, I think that's one of our favorite things. You know, this country has a lot of the giant corporations and, you know, the giant CEOs that are making, you know, tens of millions of dollars a year. But for us, our favorite thing for us and what we do is the locally owned folks and the family-owned businesses. And, you know, when you can, hey, there's Mark Miller, I'll be darned. When you can come out and support, you know, family-owned folks like them. I mean,
absolutely.
That's what our country's built on that. Yeah,
they started out.
Well, Andrew, congratulations. You guys do a great job. And if you're looking at, you know, the hot tub, whatever you want to do, you know, call Luxury Pool and Spa because they're good people. That's one thing I do. All our folks that we, whether it be Sanders, whoever, the Hendrick, that when we can recommend the Fletchers, when we recommend somebody, it's because we know them. And we know that
they use the service.
That's right.
You can trust us when we tell you that we're good and that sort of thing. And because a lot of our sponsors They work with each other as well.
That's right. Christian, are we having some technical issues?
Yeah, we are. You guys are going a bit robo, and I'm sure Andrea is a little confused by it. She's talking to robots right now. But,
days in a row we've had some...
I don't know if we need to try to reconnect or what's going on.
What if that's we're really dropping like crazy. Can you hear us at all, Christian?
It seems like it's stabilized right now. Oh no.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break if we can.
Okay.
We'll see if we can reset this thing. Andrew, thanks for calling in. Congratulations to Luxury Pulling Spa. 50 years. We'll come back here and see if we can get some things figured out. And we need a contestant for Factor Crap. We'll let April help out with some Factor Crap.
And questions. A couple of finishes the lyrics.
We got to tease and finish the lyrics as well.
All right, let's take
a break. Hopefully, we'll get this thing locked in.
All right.
And straighten out. 2 days in a row. Listen, MacGyver.
Yeah.
You having to jump in. Let's go.
We're having to do it.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. Don't go away. 7:12.
I'm going to need some Quaker State and some gauze pads, and we'll get it fixed.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball's SEC tournament run came to an end yesterday as they lost to Alabama 7-1. The Razorbacks lost the season series to the Tide as well, getting beaten 2 out of 3. Arkansas baseball will return to the diamond today for their final regular season series at Baumwalker Stadium. They'll be hosting 24th-ranked Oklahoma. First pitch today is set for 4. Saturday's game will be at 2, and Sunday's game will be at 1. All three games can be heard on the Buzz and seen on SEC Network Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers won again last night, beating the Tulsa Drillers 9-4. It's their 6th straight win and their 11th win in their last 12 games. They'll play 2 today. Game 1 is set to start at 5:05 at Dickey Stevens Park tonight. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll be a fine day for Central Arkansas. Mostly sunny, up to 78 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 57. Plus, late this evening, a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow, also a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy and high of 81. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
One final day without Justin Akery in the zone on Friday, but the show's in good hands. Christian Weaver, Nathan Monin, and Philip Martin will be along in the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio. They'll talk to Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, preview Arkansas's baseball series against Oklahoma, recap Arkansas softball against Alabama. We'll also have Champs and Chumps thanks to Wachusett Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders, plus the Entertainment Report, birthday trivia, and what's on tap. It's a full Friday in the zone where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino, where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Won't abuse it. Need to get my grass lower, and it's not too hard to use it. Industrial, residential, zero turn gravely. Well, I need me a new
coming by. Just saw Mark Miller. He lives out here. He said the folks here at HOCO take really good care of him.
Yes.
And then we saw Representative Keith Brooks came by.
Yes.
It's right next to R.J. Hawk, and he brought his son by who was, goes to CAC.
Very cool.
This is a beehive of activity out here in this neck of the woods. Two, I want to apologize to Andrea who called in. You know, nothing like we try to do these and we have technical difficulties. Yeah. But she wanted to say one other thing. They're partnering with Caldera through May 18th and offering 0% for 50 months on select hot tubs. So if you're thinking about buying a hot tub, this is the time to do it. 0% on 50 months, for 50 months on select hot tubs. So there you go, luxury pool and spa.
Nice.
Roger, for our first finished lyric, Justin Moore,
yeah,
we need to just let the night roll.
Wait a minute.
This is the way this thing works. You know, we're basically telling you the name of the song.
Yeah, because you know what? We're tired of playing around.
Letting the Night Roll, one of his big hits. And so if you will look up the lyric for that, when Roger decides to play it, he's going to stop it, and you just have to finish singing the lyric.
That's all you have to do.
It's really simple.
And you walk out of here with a prize to be determined later.
Also, too, let's go ahead, if we can, I want to get a contestant for Factor Crap.
Okay.
And we'll let April play a little Factor Crap.
Beehive.
Let me tell you, look at the traffic. There's no way they have to have a light here.
There's no doubt.
I mean, it is cray-cray, is what they say.
You have said that twice now, and I don't think they use that in London.
Factor Crap. Let's go ahead and play the open for Factor Crap if we can, Roger.
Let's do that. We're going to find some Factor Crap, Christian. Am I doing? There you go, feller. Let's find some Factor Crap. And then we've got finish the lyric. We're going to let the night roll. We've got two finish the lyrics to do, yeah. Which means we have a lot of stuff in the prize closet.
Yeah.
We may have to go over there and get some of the things out of the point studio.
Thanks to Rainbow Restoration for sponsoring finish the lyrics.
Yes.
And then we've got to do this Factor Crap. We'll let April help us out here. I'll go ahead and hit that when you're ready, there,
Christian.
Is it
fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuse sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, give us a contestant. Just don't be shy.
Yeah.
It'll be easy to play. Let us know, Christian, when you get a contestant, and we will play this. I've got some great Factor Crap questions. April, it's amazing. You know, everybody drives by, stops, and pulls in.
Yeah.
They sort of know you. And there's no surprise now where you got to have a light here.
Yeah, it really does get better.
I'm surprised it's been this long that there's no light there.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, Ferndale, people know this area out here, this Ferndale cutoff, especially if you go back south from here, it is super, super busy. So 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We mentioned the Razorbacks lost to the 3 seed Alabama, 7-1. What a pretty loss for the Razorbacks. Courtney Dyfel was not happy.
No. Nope.
Get it out of their system, Roger.
That's what you said.
Sunday at 6 o'clock, we'll find out where they're going to be playing, or who they're going to be playing. They're going to be playing at home for regional and super regional. And could this be the year they get to the College World Series? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cam Nicosian and a bunch of Razorback baseball players will be playing tonight or this afternoon.
4 o'clock,
against Oklahoma. That's exactly right.
Be looking forward to watching that game.
Yeah, I want to say congratulations to all the other teams that are playing, all the GAC teams, UCA. This is a busy time. All the high schools. You got high school baseball. You got high school softball. You got track and field. I finally saw that there was.
Hey, ABC.
You know, I told you that I threw the shot 58 feet, and for many, many years here in Arkansas, nobody was throwing it 58 feet. Somebody should be big enough. Hey there, you go. Got a lot of our listeners over
there.
There
he is. He's loaded down.
Nobody was throwing it as far as I used to, but 40 years ago. So I saw a guy from Bentonville that threw it 61 feet. He's a state champion.
Wow.
So, Bentonville won the state, the highest classification in track and field.
All right, question here then, because last night I gave a great crowd at the Mainline Sports Bar for trivia. Thanks to everybody that came out. I gave out a question, and I can't remember what the actual answer is to what I'm going to ask you. I do know who kicked the longest field goal in NFL history. Who is it?
I don't know.
He played for the Razorbacks.
Does he get the longest?
Yeah.
You sure?
Is that a preseason game, though?
Yeah.
No, he kicked one. That's the other question. How long was it in the preseason? Then he kicked another one that became the longest.
It is?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. I'm 100% sure. Now, could I be wrong? Okay. Maybe, but I'm 100% sure I'm right now. At least when I wrote the question, I was 100% right.
Somebody text us who it is.
Anyway, it's 68 yards by Cam Little with a Jags.
I thought it was Justin Tucker, I think Cam Little did break it.
Cam Little broke it, but Cam Little also had one in preseason that they said didn't count because it's preseason.
Right.
First of all, two words, ridiculous. It's still the longest ball, but here's the deal. How long was the preseason? Was it longer than 68, or was
it? No, it was. I think it tied. Did it?
We have a player.
Oh, it was? Okay.
It was 68 as well?
I think so. We have
a player. You go down on that hill?
I'm dying.
He's down on the hill.
No, I'm down on the hill. I'm saying that Cam Little's got the record at 68 yards. I'm saying, was the preseason one that they didn't count, was that longer than that one?
I don't know.
Or was it shorter?
Listen, you're the kicking expert today. I don't know. I will defer to you. I don't know. Yeah, I'll defer to you.
Okay.
Are you trying to do the Factor Crap?
No. I wanted you to answer that question.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I didn't want to look it up. I want to use my brain.
Do we have a contestant, Kinsley, Christian?
I want to use my brain.
Hooper is on the line.
Hooper, good morning.
Hooper.
How are you, Hooper?
Hooper!
Hey, it was Sam Little. He kicked 70 yards in preseason.
70 yards.
That was preseason 70.
He hit 70? Wow.
It was 68.
Thank you.
It was 68 in regular season.
Thank you.
Hooper, you are the winner of Factor Crap. I knew it was.
No.
I wanted to make sure. So 70 was just, that was preseason, which still kicked it.
Wow, that's crazy. I know. It's hard to believe. I know.
It's nutso butso that he was able to do that. But anyway, 68. Hooper, were you named after Richard Dreyfuss in Jaws?
Negative.
All right, Hooper, here
we
go.
From now on, you are.
The way this works is I'm going to throw out a piece of information, and we're going to let our esteemed panel tell you whether they think it's fact or crap. And you can either go with what they say, or you can come up with your own answer, fact or crap. Are you ready?
Gotcha.
Good luck, man.
All right, April, you're going to jump in here with us, right?
I'm here.
Zachary.
All right. The average, got a lot of people. Yeah, Hawk, yeah. If you're driving by, listen, we've had more Hawks in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The average bra size in the U.S. is 34B. Fact or crap? April? If anybody, you would have a better shot at getting this than...
I'm going to say crap, but I don't want...
Okay, Zach, since you got a mic on...
I'm going to go facts.
Okay, Roger, what do you think?
Well, being the expert that I am... and remembering the Seinfeld episode of the man's ear, I'm going to say that's crap. The average is not that. It's a little bit bigger.
Okay, Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go bigger as well, so crap.
All right, Hopper.
Why don't we sound perfect talking about
Hopper, the average bra size in the U.S. is 34B. Fact or crap?
Fact.
All right, the average bra size in the U.S. is 34B is... crap!
Oh.
It is now 34 double D.
Woo!
30
Woo!
According to average. According to sales data, it's been a big jump from 40 years ago.
Oh, you googled it. You're trying to cheat.
Smart play.
34B was 40 years ago. It is now. I don't know what's happened to the ladies.
Chicken. Chicken.
That got a zero 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. 40 years ago, it was 34B. So.
Yeah,
yo, B is what I said. Did
and
you guys
B,
get that?
Yeah. He said B as in boy, even though he didn't use that. And you, listen, hats off to you for Googling it.
That's, I have no problem with that. You got a rally now. You got a rally now, Hooper.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Texting and driving is still legal in one state in the country. Fact or crap? We'll start with you, April.
I say fact.
All right, Zach?
Crap.
Texting and driving is still legal in one state. Roger?
I'm going to say that is crap, and if it's not crap, I want to make sure we never go to that state, even though it's done here all the time.
Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, I'll go fact.
That's crap.
All right, Hooper, texting and driving is still legal in one state. Is it fact or crap? You got to get the next two to win.
Fact.
All right, texting. He's giggling.
That's fine.
Texting and driving is still legal in one state. Is a fact. It is Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Montana. Yeah. So good job. You got one.
Well, you know what? That's because they're on horses.
I do want to say thanks to Arkansas Municipal Equipment, Daniel and Vanessa Ellison, another family-owned business, Roger, we talk about.
So did he lose?
No, we got one to go. Okay. Got one to go. They also own Highway 270 Grills, so thanks for them for sponsoring Factor Crap.
Hoopa!
Here we go. One more and you win.
Come on, good luck, dude. Come on.
The average American will eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime. Factor Crap. April?
Ah, crap on that deal.
Zach?
I'm going to go with crap.
35,000 cookies.
45. Was it
35? 35,000.
They'll eat 35,000 cookies. That is way low. That's way too much. It's way too much. Although, my grandsons eat a bunch.
All right, Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go crap.
I'm going crap.
What do you say? What do you say, Hooper?
Yeah, for sure crap.
The average American will supposedly eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime is? It's a fact.
Wow.
We eat a lot of darn cookies from our childhood to our... Yes.
Yep.
But you know what?
Will you get to Ferndale Market back with some cookies?
Because we like Cooper, let's give him the tickets to the Pulaski County Fair.
You can't go down.
What? No, listen, you're good. We're going to take care of you.
Come get a hat, too.
We appreciate the spirit, the fighting spirit of
Hooper. We sure do, Hoopa.
How about that? So we learned 35,000 cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. I had one yesterday or 2 days ago in the studio.
Right.
If you take 365, you know, how many days have I lived, Roger? How many days?
If you eat one a day times 75 years, it's 27,375.
Wow, so we really must eat a lot of cookies. Now, that's according to my information.
That was one a day, you said.
That's one a day.
One cookie a day.
Well, who eats one cookie? We all eat more than one cookie, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have to, because now they come in packs of four.
Well, and how about, I think the other crazy 20. Thing is the texting and driving is still legal in Montana.
Well, that makes no sense.
How about
me.
That? Apparently, I guess there's open road and they don't want to.
They probably just haven't got to it. They're like, oh, we didn't notice.
If I remember correctly, their speed limit's higher than
it probably is. It might be. You know what? So here's the deal. We will give you a Morning Mayhem shirt if you, and for everybody in your family, if you can come here and prove that you text and drive, eat more than a cookie a day, and have wear a
34
double D bra. If you do that before we leave here, we will give you a Morning Mayhem shirt.
They can have a HOKO hat, too.
And then you have a HOKO
hat. We
have hats. And this is only for men. This is only for men.
If you just tuned in, we had a little technical difficulty there for a little bit, but I think we worked it out. And we are here at the 9325 Ferndale Cutoff Road. HOKO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. Yeah, what is it?
That's my buddy Andy Kimbrell. Now, you deal with Zippy over at Fletcher.
Yeah.
I deal with the great Andy Kimbrell and David Self over there in the pre-owned department. That was Andy and his kids that just drove by honking at us, and they come here and get, you know Andy?
Yeah, I was about to say he's a customer.
He's a good dude.
We should be asking, who's not your customer?
He says they fix every year. And get ready for me because he needs fresh blades and an oil change, so he's coming.
I think we've had more people in the last 10 minutes to come by and honk than
Andy, remind me, and I'll give you a $20 credit just for giving us.
Boom!
How about that? Boom! Bobby Tucker says I eat 6 Oreo thin cookies every night. 6. So most people don't eat just one cookie. Now listen, you're perfect because you hardly eat a cookie ever. You probably eat one cookie this year. Matter of fact, we had a guy that cooked his wife, I think, spent weeks cooking for it, and brought him in the studio. And Roger goes, I don't really want your cookies, but I will eat 4, Roger, because I want to make sure and show that I'm very.
That's what buddies do. Now, when it comes to Oreos, do you count both sides of the Oreo as a cookie?
No,
you can't. You don't do it.
I think that's still
because you take it out, you dig it, you know.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll have clear sailing. Now, listen, letting the night roll, is the Justin Moore song for Finish the Lyric. I do want to thank Rainbow Restoration. RainbowRestores.com is a website for them.
That's right.
This will be an easy win. The slam dunk, and we'll do 2 shows, and Justin's going to jump on with us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay, so you do that, and you will join Hoopa at the Pulaski County Fair.
Remember, it's more like a pro sale still going on here at all Gravely sites, but we're here. At HOKO, residential models, 0% financing, correct?
Yes, sir. 0% financing, $250 off, and that's going on nationwide with all the Gravely dealers.
Yeah. And you've got all sizes of the Gravely mowers here. You know, I don't even know this April's. You're not looking at some average guy here.
No.
This guy has done more on lawnmowers, both naked and clothed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was actually naked last Saturday on a Gravely.
Shout out to a nurse, Monica Chips. You know, she and Brett, her husband, come and are part of Hey Siri, which won first place last night.
Oh,
She's a nurse. She showed her husband my latest naked gardening video, which was on my Gravely. And at the very least, I don't think Ben West, my neighbor, will want to ride on my mower anymore.
Yeah.
Because that...
it's a good way to deter.
It sure is. That and privacy fences.
Do you want to thank the fine folks at the Arkansas Environmental Federation? Something I didn't think I would ever say.
No.
I was part of the air seminar. I was breaking it down with all the smart people yesterday that deal with our energy issues here in this state. And it was so obvious they're all looking at me going, you don't belong here, dude. You're not smart enough to sit here with us. Is that good as they go, I know Shannon. Shannon's my buddy.
E=MC².
I'll tell you, Roger, you're right. Shannon starts talking, and it's like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He does all the Casey Kasems and all the Disney and all the music stuff. But he's brilliant, all this environmental stuff.
Yeah. I want to crack his head open and see if that little alien's in there like in the Men in Black.
But do want to thank all those folks who listen to the show. Appreciate them. It just goes to show you, in all walks of life, we have folks that listen to us for some reason.
We're blessed that that happens, that's for sure. And here's the thing. Now, I want everybody to remember that you can still go to avabelladayspot.com, get those gift certificates for Mother's Day and all that. Saw several people coming as I was talking to Chuck before we left yesterday. And I'm hesitant to give the guy's name. He listens every day. And he works across the street from Boudreaux's there in Maumelle. Craig Mullins, there it is. Hey, Craig, shout out to Craig. He stopped by as well as some other guys that did picking up things for Mother's Day. And as I said yesterday at Ava Bella, go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com. Check out everything. You can get a gift certificate online or you can go there and do it. You can come here and get prepared
Say you come by here and say you heard it on the show while we're here, you'll get a $500 off of a piece of equipment. You can use that to get your daddy or your husband something for next month's Father's Day.
Yeah.
See how we're making it work?
Watch this, Roger, as we go to break. 1984, 42 years ago. He's going to get this April in less than 1 second.
What year?
1984. Who got married? He will get this in less than 1 second. Don't help me, Valentine. Okay. Valentine is going to know the answer. Who got married on this day on TV in 1984 on Happy Days?
Richie?
No. Oh, man. I know. Valentine. Come on, man.
Oh, 84?
84.
Kevin, was it Joni?
Joni and Chachi.
Listen, I didn't see that. I remember Richie.
Yeah, Joni and Chachi ended up having their own show after that. Remember that?
So the funny part is that I just saw Xi Jinping had been listening to me, and he sent me a meme of Richie getting married on Happy Days. Yeah. And then he left. It was his last episode.
Joni and Chachi.
I didn't get it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I built that up. I was going to show how great he was. And
before
he
Chachi came along, who was the guy? Who was the kid?
I don't remember.
Spike. You remember little Spike?
I don't remember.
He was
Spike.
A little diminutive guy. He was about as tall as Steve Qualls, and he wore a leather jacket. He was a little hood.
So many things happened back in our childhood. You know, I was looking today, I saw where Son of Sam, I remember the day, Son of Sam on this day in 78, they found him. They arrested him. I was with my Uncle Joe at his hunting camp, came down in the little living room, and they go, they've captured Son of Sam. Remember that vaguely out of my childhood.
They got him on a
fucking violation,
didn't
they?
I don't remember that.
What's that?
I think it was a violation.
I think that's how they called him. David Berkowitz, 6 murder charges. That was back in 1978. We're just showing how old we are.
Was his dog telling him to do it?
I think you may be right.
I think he said his dog was talking to him.
All right. I'll also let you know when we come back, the number one song in America on this day in 1976 is one of our favorites, also tied to a TV show. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. Having fun here at HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. It's 7:37.
August 9. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to Mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-4444 3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Yeah! Listen to that guitar. All right, it is a 7:42. We've had more people honking as they go by probably than any other show in a while.
And a lot that we know personally.
Yeah, you can hear them. We're at 9325 Ferndale Cutoff Road. So if you're in the area, you're driving by either Highway 10 or Ferndale, give us a honk. We're at HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. $250 off residential models along with 0% financing available. The owners are Corey and April Johnson, good folks. And obviously they know this community well. And I've never seen a traffic count. I mean, for the last hour now, it has not stopped, and that's why you guys are getting ready to get a light. There's so much growth out here. Let's play a little Justin Moore finish the lyric. We'll have Justin here shortly. I've already given the hint.
Yes.
It's letting the night roll. Letting the night roll. So if you can, let's go hit that open, Christian.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
Yeah, the actual website, RainbowRestores.com. Good folks over there. Get us a contestant, 661-1037. This is easy pickings.
Well, it's going to be easy pickings. And the other part of that is you're going to have to find that song for me on the YouTube. Because it is not in our system.
I have it. It is it's Cut H right below Finish the Lyric. Right
it's here. Cut H. Yeah, right it's there. Cut H.
Cut H on this page?
Yep, I got it right there.
Got it! That's my man. That's why you are up for Producer of the Year for two shows.
Producer,
because you have overlapped.
I am Producer of the Year on Morning Mayhem.
Do we have a contestant yet, Christian?
Not yet, no.
Okay, 661-1037. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
We might even throw in a Morning Mayhem t-shirt if you want
to. You know what? Yeah, let's do it. Letting the Night Roll is a no-brainer. You want to Google it, you want to read it, and you want to sing it.
This is for April. April, Tony Tennille turns 86 today.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of the name Tony Tennille?
Heard it. I don't.
Zach, do you want to help her out?
I don't remember
why
I heard it.
Hold on.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. How old are both of you, if you don't mind me asking?
I was born in 84.
Okay, so that makes you 41, 42. Yeah.
I'm 42.
What have you looking at this song?
Yeah.
What is this song?
He has no idea.
Here we go.
I know it. know the song.
So, Tony Tennille.
That's the song. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, Captain and Tennille is the name of the group, and they were super popular back in the 70s. Roger, you know how old Tony Tennille is today?
You don't have to.
Also, Muskrat Love.
We love Muskrat Love. And you know, the other part of that is that right before he died, they got a divorce. Daryl Dragon.
Yeah.
That was the captain.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Tommy would play this song. I hated this song. It was
this
popular.
This song is awful.
Muskrat, you know what? That's the next song we're doing.
Tony Tennille. Guess how old Tony Tennille is?
86.
86 is correct.
You said it.
86. I did.
That's the only reason I knew immediately.
Yeah. So another music birthday. And I think they're coming to Simmons Bank Arena, if I'm not mistaken.
Tony Tennille?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Philip Bailey, 75 today. And he is, you think it's September, Boogie Wonderland,
oh my God.
After the Love is Gone,
Let me tell
Les
you,
Groove.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is, here it is. Listen, I guess it might be, September might be.
You know,
Look at my leg. I can't stop it. Look at Valentine getting 6-7. Look at those happy feet.
This is good stuff right here. You know, listen, I know the Razorbacks lost yesterday, the softball team, but I'm not down. It doesn't bother me at all. Listen.
We're right where we're supposed to be.
Right. Get ready to be some Sooners tonight.
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba.
We have a player, by the way.
We have a player. What is our player's name?
Elise.
Elise, good morning, Elise. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
Listen, it's we probably have a little bit of a delay. Yeah. There's no pressure or anything, but Justin Moore might be listening right now. He might be listening to you singing his song. And so hopefully you will get the lyrics. You will be able to finish the lyric. All you have to do is, Roger, follow you as you go through the song, and you'll stop it.
I'm going to stop it. That's what I'm going to do, Elise. I'm going to stop the song. And when I stop it, you can sing immediately from where I stop and go on for a couple of verses or a couple of lines of it, if you will. If you don't get it, the very first time I stop it, I'll play it again, and I'll stop it at the very same place. And you, Elise, will get some tickets to the Pulaski County Fair. And would you like a Morning Mayhem shirt?
Yes, I need a shirt.
Okay, well,
you're going to get it, lady. So you make sure that when you win, you give us your shirt.
Here we go.
You give it to Justin or to Christian. Here we go.
Water tower's got the sun going down behind it. Oh. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy, trying to play it cool, but I knew already about.
By the way you look in the dashboard lights, it was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging that rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road.
Wow! Come on!
The way you lean that seat back, steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes, watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
I got chills. And it's not because it's cold out here.
Wow.
Elise.
We need to get her to sing our jingle.
Woo!
Yes, you bet. That is outstanding.
We need somebody to sing our jingle. I think.
That song went number one on the country airplay billboard list. So number one there. And tracked on some other list as well, but how about that? What year did it come out? Oh, it looks like 2013, so that song's been out for quite a while now.
Well, all right. Well, guess what? You're going to be singing at our next Christmas karaoke.
She did it.
You did it.
I'm the person, I'm the fan who's been to like 16 shows. Number one fan over here.
Wow, that's outstanding. Maybe we need a Justin Moore t-shirt instead of a Morning Mayhem t-shirt.
That's exactly right. That's right. Do we have any of those?
Well, we got to make sure and get our Morning Mayhem shirt.
Yeah, we'll do that. So at least you make sure you give your information to... Do you live... will you be coming by our station to pick up your prize?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. Then that's the reason I asked. So make sure, talk to Christian, give him your shirt size and your address and all that. He'll give it to me, and we'll give it to Qualls. He'll send you your shirt, and as far as the Pulaski County Fair tickets go, Christian will tell you how you're going to pick those up or how you'll get those.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Roger, it is Mother's Day, and I have to say I'm so blessed to have an amazing mother.
Amen.
And I'm so blessed to have her here in Little Rock.
Yep.
How cool is that? That, you know, I don't get to see my dad as much because he lives in Panama City.
But right.
I get to see my mom every week and get to talk to her every day, and I'm very blessed.
Amen.
And
yep.
So happy Mother's Day to Carolyn. Basil Branch, and I love you, and you're the best, and I'm very blessed. I'm an only child.
Yep.
She's April, you know, once I came out, she goes, can't do any better. Stopping right here.
We're
going to focus on this one, the chosen one.
He's breached. He's a breach, baby.
I'm going to follow him all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Everybody calls her Mama Baz.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Mother, love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm very blessed and very lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having, you know, she's doing the workout thing, so I'm encouraging her.
She's doing your laundry.
She's doing Tai Chi.
Yeah.
She's doing the Tai Chi and all the things.
She's doing all those things. She's doing your laundry.
She does the laundry.
She does that. She and I talked about different laundry soaps on the way to Mountain Home.
My black t-shirt.
All the black t-shirts and all that. I thought that she does a great job. Everything is black.
We
talked to what she uses a different detergent than I do, but we discussed those things. Happy Mother's Day,
yeah,
Mama.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. And of course, Christian, you have your Mama Weaver. That listens to the show every day. That's another thing, too. It's cool that your folks have the chance to listen to the show.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and she's loving Christian's role, where he's now been let out of his cage.
Yeah. You're a peacock!
We let him fly.
We let you fly.
Let him flex and fly and do his thing. By the way, if you got a clip, April probably not had a chance to hear.
Yeah.
You know, we got Justin Moore, you know, 15 number one hits, 14 number one hits. Roger Scott performed on stage.
Amazing.
But have you heard? Our producer is this good of a singer, and he's the producer. Let's hear it.
The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found me, the renegade who hadn't made retreat for a bounty, never more to go astray. This will be the end today of a wanted man.
Let's try this. The way they say it goes. Crank it up.
Forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow.
Yes.
Christian,
he's an angel.
You want to say anything to your mom? I'm sure she's listening.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thanks for your support.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. How about that? Thanks for your support as always. You know, I think number of honks per 5 minutes is we've exceeded an all-time record here.
You're 100%.
What's that?
Honks per minute, HBM.
Honks per minute. Yeah, April, listen, you know, you have the... Listen, we're all in the same woods here.
Yeah.
These are our people, obviously.
They are.
They're listening.
Yeah.
They're workers. They're the unwashed masses, and we love all of them.
We have the absolute best customers.
Yeah.
We really do.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We will be at Buzz BBQ tomorrow. Come out and be a part. I'm going to go out there and do a little Facebook Live later this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be giving out the instructions to the teams tomorrow. We'll go by and shake hands.
Yeah.
One of the things we used to do, Zach, we would everybody said, well, you know, they were cooking all this barbecue. And they go, hey, man, try some of our barbecue. In the first couple years we did this, sure. And all of a sudden, there's 65 teams.
Yeah.
And once you start, you can't stop. Well, I saw you eat some of his.
Right.
So you either eat them all or you pass. You go, not eating it, you know,
that kind of deal. That's right. $10 is going to get you in the gate. $8 and under is free, so you can come in and while supplies last. Because they're going to start turning in all their grub for the average Joe and the pro. Trophies and the awards, you're going to start turning those in about 3 o'clock. That's usually about when they do that. But prior to that, everybody is wanting you to stop by and grab. They're going to have samples. Most people, anyway, will have samples. So go by there and do that. I'll get there when the gates open up at 11 o'clock. I'll get there, spend a couple of hours hanging out doing the same thing. You know, and Gravely is a sponsor of it. Are you having any lawnmowers out there?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a lawnmower.
Roger, we're checking on when we can tear down, but yeah, we're working on it.
Roger used to take the Gravely and he would drive it around, and kids wanted to ride with it.
I gave people
rides on the Gravely, and we did a lot of stuff, and we were able to go around there showing everybody the Gravely. Now, the last couple of years, I wasn't able to do that because last year it was Bradley didn't have it. I think the last couple of years, yeah, it was Bradley, but it was the cat from Warren, I think. Star City. You know, he was up there. He didn't bring any. They didn't bring any the last couple of years, so nobody could see it. But hopefully you'll bring one.
Yeah,
me ride it around.
Yeah, Roger would he would do little spinny things.
And, yeah, exactly. It became a demo after that, but it was all right.
There probably was a liability issue there.
No.
Yeah, there a little bit. It's a miracle we didn't hurt anybody all those years of doing that.
Because I grew up in an era when you had a dad or an uncle or a brother or your neighbor, your buddy's dad had a pickup truck. You sat in the back on the tire hump, and you knew you were as safe as could be. You didn't have a bunch of weirdos out there.
Roger, I was going to tell you, John Daly, we have once a week on our show, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. On this day, 32 years ago, 1994, he won the Bell South Classic. What did he say after the tournament, Roger? He said it was the first time he had won a tournament blank.
Sober.
That is
That's amazing.
He owns a great.
It might have been the last.
Well, that's right. Listen, he's bought
several.
Jamie Day, and Jamie will be there with all his crew tomorrow.
Yeah. Jamie's got two spots.
Yeah, one spot is specifically for giving out food to folks.
So. And he'll have a line of those. Yeah, Jamie bought a couple of the Gravelys from up there at the Morrilton, right? Yeah, absolutely. Very good.
April, do you things are getting busy here. Do you need to? You got a lot of customers coming up. If you need,
I'll get up when I need to come up.
Whoa!
She's running this place.
My customers come first, so if they need me, I'll get up. That's why I just left.
Before Justin Moore jumps on with us, we're going to have a quick call, Roger, with Michael Todd. You know who Michael Todd is?
I do not.
He is a world champion arm wrestler.
I do know
Michael Todd.
Yeah.
He is a world champion. Yeah. Apparently, they're bringing this massive arm wrestling tournament to Little Rock in a few weeks. One of his guys was on yesterday with Trey Reed, and they got some of the biggest names of the world coming. Hey, there we go.
Honks per minute.
But anyway, we're going to visit with him. Justin Moore's going to jump on with us. RJ Hawk's going to come on.
Okay.
We got Heather Baker. We've got our first NASCAR report from Steve Qualls.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not excited. I'm okay. I'm glad to talk to Steve, but I can't wait for the opening.
The opening is very good.
It's going to be great talking to Steve. Listen, Steve knocked out of the park last week for the very first time.
He did.
Just like Ron Moquette gave us the T.O. Elvis horse.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Steve gave us a couple of the names like Husqvarna driver. Husqvarna driver. Who won his race and all that. So looking forward to talking to Steve. Steve was a big supporter. He and the Hey Siri team won the $100 gift card up from Mainline last night.
So you guys don't know this, but we've been doing Gravely shows. How many years now, JB? 16 years. So when we first started doing these shows, we would race Gravelys.
We sure did.
We would go out in the street or whatever.
Tommy,
did you do it? Was I doing it before you? Was it me and you?
I think it was me and you.
That still happens here.
Did you, what time did you get an advantage on the one in?
Well, I had the advantage because I'm lighter.
No.
It's like a jockey, so I didn't have, I was a little bit lighter. That's exactly, hey, there's another honky honk.
I was thinking Tommy had beat me, but maybe it was you who beat me because he had less gas in his tank. Lighter. All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Oh, no, it was because y'all were heavier.
It's at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS, Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer